The Hits Radio.
Pixelot is in the building.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Are you getting a bit sick of people going, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back? Hold on. You've been back a while now, right? It's been a good couple of months.
Yeah, a couple of months, but I quite like it. I've got a good welcome, so I like it.
How's it feeling? Are you getting like back into your stride? Because it must be weird taking some time off.
Yeah, it was. Just because, yeah, I've literally just been in the studio, so I haven't done any like big shows or, you know, done interviews and stuff. So it's funny kind of getting back into the cycle and doing all these kind of things and meeting you guys. And it is weird. But then when I start doing it, it kind of feels like I never left.
That's good. And did you manage to take some time out, or was it all just work, getting ready for the new thing, getting ready for the next thing?
Yeah, it was all work. But I mean, I always squeeze a holiday in here and there. Like I went away before Christmas and then I went skiing for New Year. Just writing, recording, trying to get the album together and be completely happy with it. The only other thing I did, which was a little BBC drama, which I filmed last year, yeah.
I heard about this.
Yeah.
Has it already been on the telly?
Yes, it's already been on the TV. But it was really fun. I really enjoyed it. It's just something completely different. So I was really nervous just because, you know, I'm singing every day, so I'm used to it. I don't get nervous. But acting, I haven't done in ages. So it was a bit of a... It was just like, you know, not what I'm used to, out of my comfort zone. But I really enjoyed it, and I would love to do it again at some point, I think.
Did you, like, get your own trailer and...
Yeah, but it wasn't, like, glamorous. Definitely wasn't glamorous, because I play a dead body, and so...
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. All I had to do for the first scene was... It was freezing cold. It was like a beach up in the north, and I had to lie on the wet sand right near the water, and it's freezing. And they also like hosed me down with freezing cold water.
Oh my God.
Not even warm water. So I was sat there with my hair like completely soaking wet on the beach, just lying there.
Oh my God.
Freezing.
This sounds like the worst job ever.
Yeah, it wasn't that pleasant, but you know, I'm a good sport. I just go for it.
The Hits Radio.
You've got Nasty.
Yes.
Coming.
Exactly.
Which is obviously brilliant, obviously absolutely fantastic. However, I want to just get this in the open and out of the way right now, because it goes potentially slightly awkward. I love it. I love it a lot. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend wants me to pass on a message to you about something. I'm just going to play it.
Okay.
I'm not entirely happy that this is happening, okay?
Okay, go for it.
But it's going to. Okay, here it is.
Let's do it.
Hi, Pixie. This is Hattie, Daryl's girlfriend. I'm not very happy because Daryl will not stop singing this. The song's brilliant. I love it. You're lovely. But it's annoying. And he's really grating on my nerves. Constantly singing, N-S-T-Y. And I said, yeah, it sounds like I'm nasty. I've had enough of it, Pixie. I'm going to be honest with you, love. It's coming between us. To be honest, it really is, Pixie. I've had enough of it.
So,
Wow, she did turn nasty.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. I mean... Hattie, she sounded nice until, you know, it did turn a little bit nasty, and I'll apologise to you, Hattie. I'm so sorry for this song, and I'm sorry that you got annoyed, and yeah, what more can I say?
No, don't worry about it. Oh. You should come into my house and we'll just sing it at her all night.
Let's do that.
She'd love
that.
Yes,
it's a tap. She's got a very, like, sultry voice, hasn't she? Like a little husky, smoky,
she's on the radio as well.
Sexy voice.
She does the radio too.
Oh, that's
not Radio 2. She does the Radio 2.
The Radio 2.
The Radio as well. She's on the Radio as well.
Not Radio 2.
Not Radio 2. Definitely not Radio 2. She does.
Hi, Pixie.
That is quite sexy, isn't it?
Yeah, really. You can tell she's got a radio voice there.
Shall we play your song on the radio right now? Would you be happy to introduce it for us?
I'd love to. Okay, so
especially for Hattie.
This is for you, Hattie. This is my brand new single, and it's called Nasty.
The Hits Radio, UK. The Hits Radio.
Pixie Lott is with us. Wicked new tune.
Thank you.
Even if it is annoying my girlfriend. And you recorded a version with the Vamps as well.
Yes.
With Brad from the Vamps on vocals.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you've done a little bit with them, because you recorded some Wild Heart stuff.
Yeah, I did. So basically we kind of returned the favour, and they sang on Nasty. Well, Brad did, and the boys played acoustic version. And then we also did acoustic version of Wild Heart, where me and Brad sang together, and then the boys played. It's fun.
This has happened twice now, so this is becoming a bit of a thing. Man, I'm going to just float this out here. The idea of possibly a Vamps Pixie Lott supergroup, maybe McBusted style in the future.
know if that would work. You know? I mean, I do love the boys, but I just don't know if that would be ideal for me.
True. Could you imagine touring with them and, like, all these smelly boy socks and stuff knocking around?
Yeah, I'm not too sure, you know. They're great fun, though. They are really nice and they're really talented, but I just don't think it would work as a super group.
Sorry, Vamps.
Sorry, guys. The Hits Radio.